Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. Good Saturday morning to you all. This is our fourth hour of our weekly radio broadcast, and we call this our open home hour. It is the first Saturday of December, so we've got the Prescott Courthouse lighting tonight. We've got the parade starting at 11 o'clock, and Tom, as he left, he said, hey, if you could, make sure you mention Acker Night, which is going on next weekend. You know, there's always stuff going on at the Courthouse Plaza.
That's right.
And next week, it's a music night, and it's designed for introducing kids into music, and all the shops downtown will have a different performer in their shop playing music for a certain amount of time.
I understand it's one of the biggest crowd gathering events in Prescott.
And Tom
said, it's a big deal.
They've got over 50 businesses around the Courthouse Square participating in this now, so it's a huge variety of music.
You know, Romy, when you were growing up, there were a couple times Mom and I would throw y'all in the car about this time of year, and we'd go Christmas shop on the Prescott Square because it just puts you in the mood for Christmas. We especially watched for little snow flurries. There were a couple times we drove all the way up there to get a Christmas tree off the Boy Scout Christmas tree lot just to make it feel like we were experiencing the heart and the spirit of Christmas.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie, a holiday Lifetime movie.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Friday the 13th?
This Friday night, and that would be a perfect opportunity to throw everybody in the car, spend Friday afternoon up there, and enjoy Acker Night.
So that's going on next weekend, and you know, this is the time of year where, you know, the focus on homing improvement and housing isn't there. It's not front of mind of everyone. There was even the report for October that construction spending saw a decrease from $1,300 billion to $1,277 billion. So it was like a 1 or 2% decrease in construction material spendings. But I mean, that's just the holiday season, people.
And you say it's not on the top of mind of most people, but that didn't keep a woman from calling our remodeling company last week and say she wanted three bathrooms remodeled by the time the family got here, December 22nd. I said, well, ma'am, I'll come take a look at it. There's something we can get done between now and December 22nd, but I don't think I can't rip out three bathrooms and put three bathrooms back together.
And there's only so many of those projects that one could execute.
Oh, yeah. But if you've got a project that you do want done by the holidays, you can give us or any of the Rosie Certified remodelers a call, and you can ask. It never hurts to ask. I know at Rosie Remodeling, we had a couple larger jobs postponed till after the holiday season. So we've got a couple holes in our schedule. If somebody had a couple little thing of this or a little thing of that they want knocked out, give us a ring. And if we can't get it done, we'll tell you. But if you want to call us and talk to us about it, we'll be happy to visit with you.
You had mentioned metal roofs the last hour with Tom just as a option for a mountain home, and you know, be something that would be more fire retardant, less prone.
Absolutely.
And it was interesting that came up because I'd seen another article this week that, you know, they're expecting metal roofing to almost double, up to a $4.2 billion material sales as fast as 2023.
A big part of that is it's becoming accepted residentially. For so long, it was considered an institutional look or a commercial look. But they've done so much with the profile of it. They've done so much with the colors it's available in. And quite frankly, people are just compelled to buy a roof they will never have to replace. There's a lot going for it.
That's a lifetime roofing material for sure. And they've got a lot of different colors that they've added to the line, a lot of different designs, a lot of different prints. And I really like it as it relates to, you know, a waterproof integrity. You've got long sheets without a lot of seams really help the integrity of the roofing material. That's definitely going to be part of my lifetime home that I build.
If you live up in the mountains and it snows, you can come up. Oh, here comes another $1 million idea I guess they're going to give away. Come up with a system where you can put some heating coils under there too. So if the snow builds up, you don't want that pressure on your roof.
And in extreme cold weather, they do have that. In Arizona, most of the attics right at the eave line are warm enough that it keeps that wet and damp. And so the bottom just keeps sloughing off. But in extremely cold environments, they do have heated metal roofs.
Doggone it. I thought I had that million-dollar idea sewed up.
And it's great to see lifetime materials being used in construction. You know, a lot of times people talk about waste, and they talk about, you know, green, and they talk about environmental impact. Well, biggest impact you can have, put a house together that's not going to last 50 years.
Yeah.
Well, all that just,
it's like your guest from the 8 o'clock hour in the Farm Bureau hour, Mr. Peterson, the grass-fed beef provider. It's all about being sustainable. You put a building up once, and no, unless you want to remodel it, you don't need to touch it again for another 50 years. If people could just get that in their head.
9 o'clock, Tom mentioned the 3D printing for fractions on the dollar, and it's a concrete product. The skeleton of the home, your bones, your structural bones, is a concrete product, which we know is a couple hundred-year product by itself. You know, the inner cheapness of people trying to save a buck and just get into a cheap, affordable housing that a production builder can move. That 3D printing, where he was talking pennies on the dollar to make a concrete structure home.
There'll always be a need for affordable entry-level housing, but as a part of every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we feel it's our obligation to keep y'all encouraged towards materials that are going to require the least amount of maintenance if the home is built in Arizona.
And then it can be an heirloom home. You know, it's something that you could pass down to the next generation and not leave them with a big maintenance project. Oh, great. I got this house that needs $200,000 of improvements just to bring it up to standard.
Well, we continue to get emails at the office and at our website over the internet machine. And we answer those questions all week long. And then some of the better ones we like to bring here on air and share with y'all for the edification and the education it will give all of you. And one of the emails we got this week was from someone who is trying to seal up their house to the point where they're not air conditioning the desert in the middle of the summer. And I told him, look, on these cold, wet mornings, walk around the inside of your house and just pass the palm of your hand around the inside of the doors, the thresholds, the windows, all the way around the four edges, up and down the middle seam where the sliding panel meets the fixed panel, and especially around electrical receptacles located on the outside walls of your house. You'll be amazed at how much cold air you feel coming through all those locations. And there are special appliances made to help you equip those junction boxes, remove the decorative trim plate, turn the breaker off, get in there with a little bitty tiny bit of expanding foam and caulk, and fill up all those little holes. They also make weather gaskets that you can put back on before you put the trim plate back on. It stops that movement of air, that convection, and that breeze that you feel around every single electrical outlet. And you have to do that on the inside of your house, on every outside wall, and then go around and do it on the outside of the house, on every outside wall. And then every penetration and hole that you've got in your building envelope, you have to pay attention to it and get it sealed up and stop that draft. If you stop the cold air from coming in the summer, in the winter, you're going to stop the cold air leaving in the summer.
Another email we got, I haven't gotten a request for drywall, I think, in 15 years. And we've gotten two just this week. And I was kind of surprised, but do you remember Reeves paper hanging that you used to subcontract all the time? They're still around. They're in their third generation of ownership now.
Oh, that's great.
Are we seeing a resurgence of drywall paper?
Wallpaper.
Yes, not dry wallpaper.
We are definitely seeing a resurgence of wallpaper.
Interesting.
Definitely.
A lot of options, and if you're trying to customize and get a personalized look, there's no shortages of options there. And then the number one email we've been getting is our home maintenance calendar. We're getting ready to mail out 2020. So if you don't have, if you haven't requested,
My shop back.
Yep, the pallets will be clear.
The pallets of 40,000 calendars sitting in a cabinet shop are going to find a new home.
They are.
Right. Then I can finish that mirror project I started before the crash for Jennifer. That project's ahead of schedule, too.
If you've already requested a home maintenance calendar, whether it was last year or the year before when we started printing them, don't worry, you're on that list until you ask to be removed. So if you've sent an email requesting it in the past, no need to. But if you're not on that mailing list and you'd like to receive a home maintenance calendar, we cover a weekly to-do. It gives you an idea of the topic of the month, and it gives you a preview to all of our Outdoor Living Hour topics and just helps you keep up and stay in touch with the maintenance of your home, castle, or cabin. You can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com requesting one. It's a free calendar. It'll be delivered to your door here in just another week or two. We have a couple guests that will be joining us this hour with the holiday seasons. We have our nonprofit partners that will be joining us over the next couple weeks. And today we're talking with Margie Bonds of Military Assistance Mission. And then we also have Chuck Knight of Knight Air Conditioning, who will be covering our weekly how-to, which is making sure our furnaces are set for the colder months. We'll be joining us and you at 1-888-767-4348. Text to 411-923, or if you need to send us a picture to help describe your project, info@rosieonthehouse.com.